thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Genesis 40, verse 15, I have done nothing here that they should put me into this dungeon. Joseph had led an exemplary life. He had made a fortune for his employer and had resisted the sexual advances of his boss's wife and stayed true to God. But what was his reward? A prison sentence with no hope of parole. Since when does the high road lead over a cliff? Ever since the entry of evil into the world. And as long as Satan prowls around like a roaring lion, he will wreak havoc among God's people. He will lock preachers like Paul in prison. He will exile pastors like John on remote islands. He will afflict the friends of Jesus, like Lazarus, with diseases. But his strategies always backfire. The imprisoned Paul wrote the epistles. The banished John saw heaven. The cemetery of Lazarus became a stage upon which Christ performed one of his greatest miracles. The prison in which they placed Joseph became his stepping stone to the palace for which God had destined him. Looking back, he could say to his brothers who had sold him into slavery, "But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive." So look for God's purposes in the reversals of your life, and you'll begin to see them as stepping stones to blessing. The Lord shall not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the thoughts and intents of his mind. That's from Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 24. God will use the circumstances you are in today to strengthen you, draw you closer to himself, and accomplish his will for your life. There's some great words of encouragement for when things go wrong from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.